you reach that age, your arms shrink. Pretty soon you just got little things here and you... Oh.
Wisconsin Governor and President-elect Scott Free Walker. Says he is prepared to take away collective bargaining rights from ISIS. What do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, that's Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, we continue the hunt for Michael's longest listener, plus all the news that isn't in the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who went to CPAC thinking it was the CPA convention, it's Michael Feldman. Yeah.
And I said, these are not accountants. Okay.
Let's see. You know, Governor Walker was given a tumultuous welcome at the conservative CPAC conference, usually reserved for what at first appears to be a police officer, who then begins stripping to a bump and grind. So, I mean, that kind of response, that's pretty special. Chris Christie, meanwhile, made a miscalculation doing the Oliver Hardy fedora thing, you know, do the hat on your head like this thing, to Rand Paul's Laurel. It was cute. After a few more stemwinder speeches, including Ted Cruz proving how conservative he is by stopping all bodily functions under an airless bell jar for 37 minutes. No functions whatsoever. The conference then took a recreational break for croquet with flamingo mallets. That's all the latest from CPAC. All right, anyhow. Another news that isn't following is handwritten note to fans apologizing for everything. A-Rod began working on the backlog of thank you notes going back to his confirmation. Hopes to be done by opening day. We'll see. Some doubters said that his note was obviously written by a female, if you saw the note. But A-Rod has always dotted his I's with hearts. Except for a short period as a waitress when he used smiley faces. Apple hints the Apple Watch will be able to open the seventh seal of the apocalypse. So that's a must-have, I'm thinking. Republicans offer to replace Homeland Security with Home Security, featuring SpyPoint Camel Cam trail cameras at intervals in cutouts of Navy SEALs. Madonna goes down at British Music Awards, British Music Awards, when her thong gets caught in her walker. Not Scott. No, I don't. She was given a good thong lashing. Got up, though, singing like a 60-year-old virgin. In a much-needed victory for President Obama, Washington, D.C. makes marijuana legal. Good. Well, I don't know. Was that for Obama or marijuana or just because you're high? That's okay. Showing new defiance to advocates of the Keystone Pipeline and possibly because he was high, President Obama inserts himself physically into the pipeline in Ontario, makes it as far as North Dakota, where he is siphoned off. So that's reexamination of the Warren Commission photograph shows that Bill O'Reilly was not on the grassy knoll in Dallas on that day in November. The Rams, Raiders, Chargers, Packers, Bears, Patriots, Seahawks, 49ers, Cowboys, Steelers, Ravens, Panthers, Lions, Colts, and Vikings have signed up to play in the proposed NFL quality stadium in Inglewood, California. So, okay, no one, everyone's looking at me, and you're making me very nervous. Look at each other for a minute. Subject to working out the schedules, of course, it's a little tough, and repainting the end zones is going to be a nightmare. Must be quite a stadium, though. Okay, so. Anyhow, the judge reinstates Adrian Peterson. Wife takes a wait-and-see attitude. That's all the news that isn't. Thank you so much. And now you see they're building this stadium in Englewood.
And my point is just this, that there's already like three teams who are not from there who are planning on playing in that stadium. So I thought, why not just say like all the teams want to play there? You know, wouldn't that be hilarious? Okay.